All right, you are serving the Lord. I don't know what your occupation is. I don't know what you do day in and day out. But number one, we all know this, probably the number one attribute of great leaders is that of a servant, that we serve. And we serve our clients, we serve our vendors, we serve the people around us, we serve in our families. If you want to be a great leader, the essence of great leaders are servants. Now, they have to be decisive, and there's more into that we're not going to talk about today, but I want to focus on that service aspect, because here's what can drive you. If you're just doing things based on somebody else's response, that's a lot like basing it on like the roller coaster of emotions and the roller coaster of what we're going to experience in life, because you and I are going to deal with people, and guess what? Where there's people, there's problems. And they're, you know, people go up and they go down, and their perception of things and how they respond to things, it's just not always going to be great. But you decide to be great. You decide to be somebody that when they show up, something is different. Look, God's hands on your life to do something. Do it well. Do it, the scripture says, as unto the Lord. Even if it's hard. What if you're working with a client that's really hard, or you got employees that are difficult, or you're working for a boss that just seems to be unreasonable? Guess what? Sometimes you're in that situation for your benefit. Sometimes it's about something that you need to learn, a lesson that you need, that God's trying to break something off of you. Now, I'm not saying stay in toxic relationships, but I am saying service doesn't mean anything if it's always for the easy thing. If it's always just because it's easy, because I'm making the most money, or if it just seems to be the coolest person or they're a great friend. That's easy to do. It's hard to do when I have to serve people that are difficult, when I got to serve people, try to turn it around. I love situations like that. I remember I worked for a company called Cardone Industries for a while, and they're one of the largest automotive remanufacturers in the country. I'm working there in customer service. I know nothing about this stuff, but they're like, hey, learn about the company. We're going to start you here. And I was always good with people. Oh, I love to get those super angry people and the most difficult people, and I got really good at it. Why? Because I knew that they were just needing something, and if I could understand them, if I could connect with them, if I could help solve a problem and add value, or at least get on the same side as them, that we're trying to attack the problem that's out here, but we're both on the same side, then I could turn the situation around. And I did it majority of the times. Now, you can't turn everybody around, but I want to be a person that leads with a servant heart, a servant attitude, and you can serve your way to the top of any industry, of any occupation, that you learn to do even more than is expected, and you show up with a heart of service, and you do it, say, I'm doing this for God. Because guess what? God sees that, and God will honor it. Stay faithful to service. Stay faithful to that heart. Don't let the world and other things and other people change you, but being a person that has a heart of service, and you will see it move mountains in your life. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.